Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We have a fascinating show for you here today. I tell you what, we have somebody here all the way from Wales who grew up in the same town, very close to where Tom Jones started his career and where he grew up. Never knew that when we started down this road, but I always find things like this very fascinating. We have Carol Johns here today. Carol, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, ma'am.
Okay, and you're going to need to talk close to that mic there.
Yes, ma'am.
I love that. Yes, ma'am, and he's the major. How about that today? All right, so you are here. You actually, do you live in Charlotte? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And you have been over here since, 2004?
2004, yeah.
Wow.
That's correct.
That's great. How do you like it over here in the U.S. of A.?
Oh, I love it. I'm just about to become a citizen.
Well, he must love it then, huh? If he wants to become a citizen of the United States, congratulations to you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I guess you've gone through all the legal ramifications that you have to go through.
Just waiting for my final interview.
You didn't come under a fence or anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay, just checking here today. All right, well, we are here. We're going to be talking about the Civil Air Patrol. Part of my reason for wanting to do this is when the Wall That Heals was here, I met Kay Dowling, and she had her group whipped into shape. They were the ones that were absolutely doing a marvelous job doing whatever volunteer work needed to be done. And Kay, I think you and your husband, John, have done a wonderful job. And how are you doing today?
I'm very good. Thank you, ma'am.
It is good to have you here. I know that you have been a teacher. You were a teacher. You're a retired teacher.
Yes, ma'am.
And your husband, John, was the principal. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is a principal. All right. Now, we are doing a video of this. And one thing I want you all to know, I've determined that the principal here, John, looks like Mr. Clean.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, you know, one of the things we were talking about before we came on the air, Catherine, I asked you, were teaching from, what did you tell me, about the mid-70s?
74 to 98.
To 98. And we were talking about the little bit of different, you know, there is a difference in teaching today. Would you want to be a teacher today?
No, I would not.
Why is that?
I think there's a lack of respect among students. I think there's a lack of home support at home. And I don't think the students get the discipline at home that they need to get.
Sure, I'm not sure they really have the focus and the direction that was so important when we were growing up.
No, they don't. And the trouble is they're too easily led astray by the fanciness of the world today. And it's a shame.
It is a shame. So, and John, I don't suppose you ever had any problem keeping people in line, did you?
Not in my high school.
Not in your high school. Okay, so spoken like a true high school principal. You know, when you look at things today and you see all the directions that things are going, I think it's great to have an organization like the Civil Air Patrol that helps cadets really take a hold in their life. And Kay, why did you get involved in the Civil Air Patrol?
Well, we started back in New Jersey and with the Civil Air Patrol in 1976, and it was because we went to an air show at McGuire Air Force Base, and we had two of our sons with us. And the cadets were out on the flight line selling sodas and things like that. And we got interested in, we didn't have a squadron where I came from. So myself and John and two other people got together and we asked for a charter and we formed what we called the Colonel N.M. Spears Composite Squadron up in Freehold in 1976. And we had between 50 and 75 active cadets.
At any one time?
Yes.
That's a huge group.
Yes. We had three flights and they were very good. Very good cadets.
And that's literally, they did fly.
They did fly.
Absolutely. That's part of the charter of the Civil Air Patrol, is that these young people are involved in flying.
Wow. So so you got involved. I guess, were your kids involved in it?
Yes, they were. My oldest joined up right away. The younger one had to wait until he was old enough, and they both stayed with it for a while.
Now, what age group can a child become a cadet?
A cadet is from 12 to 18. Mm-hmm. If they want to stay on as a cadet, they have to. After 18, they have to be in they have to be in a school someplace.
Okay.
And we, you know, we have this squadron here in we're the Emerald City Composite Squadron. When we came down here from home, we looked up for another unit because we were retired. We wanted to stay with the kids, and we found this squadron.
Now, I understand you have really brought this squadron from not many to really quite a level of accomplishment.
Well, it's not a one-person deal. You know, John and I took on the squadron because I got a phone call from Major Johns one day, and he said to me, I need some radio equipment. I said, okay, I'll meet you at the building. And he said, no, I want to come to your house. And I said, okay, and I hung up, and John said, there's more to it than that.
So you mean you had a little ESP there, John?
Oh, yes.
We had just finished 18 months worth of work with backpacks for soldiers that we took up to Walter Reed, which Major Johns helped us deliver. And we had put in our paper for a leave of absence because it was just the two of us at the time, and we had worked so hard, we just wanted a break. But Major Johns, with his way of being, said, you know what, you don't take
is
this.
Is that whale's charm? Is
yes,
that what
ma'am.
You're telling me?
He knows how to finesse stroke people.
And we, you know, I looked at John, I said, what do you want to do? He said, it's up to you. So we decided we would give it a go, and Major Johns gave us a year to put the squadron together. At that time, we had one cadet, and we had three seniors, John and I being two of them. So we have.
How many do we have
we
now?
We have 25 now, and we have a couple waiting. We don't let cadets join. When they first come, we want them to come for 3 weeks to make sure that this is what they like.
Mm-hmm.
Because we might have a good week 1 week and bad week the next, you know,
sure.
Something that they're not interested in, because the program is always changing. We have a format that we follow for the 4 weeks. And we do have senior officers that we are in dire need of now because the squadron's growing so big.
Mm-hmm.
We need a chaplain at this point.
Need a chaplain.
That's part of the promotion requirements for, they have to attend character development classes mm-hmm. before they can get promoted. And that's part of it. And our chaplain was transferred to Florence in June. So
maybe we can put the word out here today because we have lots of listeners listening today on the show.
That's great. We meet right now. We're at the Bethlehem United Methodist Church. We meet every Tuesday night.
That's out at Cornacre, right?
Yes, ma'am. From 6:30 to 8:30. And every week, like the first Tuesday of the month is aerospace education. The second Tuesday is rocketry. The third is testing. The fourth is physical fitness testing. But in between that, like the classes are only an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, we have on the third Tuesday, we have a safety briefing and we have character development. And that's a requirement. They have leadership classes. They have drill and ceremonies. They have customs and courtesies.
Wait a minute, customs and courtesies. I mean, like please and thank you?
Yes,
no,
ma'am.
That's part
yes,
of it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and how to behave, you know, when you're out in uniform and how to wear your uniform and how to, you know, it's military customs and courtesies.
And not only that, they get, it's mandatory, but they get to fly 5 times in an aircraft.
Wow.
And they don't have to pay for it. And they can qualify as glider pilots. I mean, the Civil Air Patrol started in 1941, and about 150,000 patriots decided that the German submarines weren't going to keep sinking our ships, and they actually ended up sinking 2 submarines.
Wow.
And when, of course, a week after it was formed, we came into the war because of Pearl Harbor, we then shifted to doing search and rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the cadets then came along later on, so we have 2 functions. There's the adult section, and we do the search and rescue, and we act as targets for F-16s, and we train people.
Well, we're going to get into more of that in just
sure.
a moment. I wanted to go through the history here.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to, you know, for people who are listening, just to know about the possibilities right here in Greenwood to get involved. Now, one of my questions is, Kay, is this just for young people?
No, 12 and up. I
12
mean,
and up.
Look at John and I. There's a perfect example of, you know, how old you can be.
That's why I brought in the senior section
right,
as
okay.
well.
We are what we call a composite squadron.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3 different types. There's the cadet squadron, there's a senior squadron, and there's a composite squadron. And we have the cadets and seniors, and we are a composite squadron. And we are in the Civil Air Patrol program is threefold. It's the cadet program, aerospace education, and search and rescue. Search and rescue.
So
there
are
community service.
So there are spaces for seniors,
yes.
adults, and those that are young that are learning to be cadets.
Yes, and they do, like Major John said, they get 5 flights in a power aircraft, and we have a fantastic pilot that comes down from Anderson to fly our cadets. Those are called cadet orientation flights, and they also get 5 flights in a glider. Right now our glider's a little tied up, but We had a sustained auto wind damage.
I guess you're trying to tempt me. Is that what you're trying to do here today?
Absolutely, yes. But we
see you tonight.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, tonight's last week. We had a rocket launch. Stony Point, the people at Stony Point community, the owner of the golf club, Mr. and Mrs. Medford. They closed down the driving range so that our cadets could finish up their rocketry badge, and John is our aerospace officer.
How about that?
And they flew their rockets, and people from the community came around and enjoyed the cadets and how they
we lost two.
We left two in the
rockets.
Two in the rockets in the trees.
No humans. Two rockets. Huh?
Two rockets. But yeah, we would love to have more people come and visit us. And like I said, more than once, we have some people coming tonight that have, this is their third meeting, so they will decide if they want to stay. We're very pleased with Major Johns has been terrific with us. I mean, if it hasn't been for Major Johns, our unit wouldn't really be where it is either. You know, it's a community effort. It's a senior staff working together with cadets. And like you were talking to me before about our cadet Boswell being out at the wall. Now he's a dynamite individual. As
he
all
is.
Our cadets
he's gonna
are.
Go. He's gonna go far. He yes. is gonna go far. In fact, on our website WLMA, we have a couple of videos where we talk to him. So check those out. Hey, we're gonna hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're gonna actually talk about what is the Civil Air Patrol. Until I started talking to Kay Dowling here, I didn't know much about it, and probably you don't either. So you stay tuned right here with us on WLMA. If you've got a question, give us a call 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Do want you to know, let's see what the price of gold is doing right now. Price of gold is staying right, is it staying right where it is? Has it gone up any? About $1,664 right now. So it's in a great spot. If you've got gold, if you've got silver, if you've got diamonds, come see us today. Don't let that price slip away from you. Take advantage of it right here. Give us a call, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. Well, we are talking with Carol Johns right here at Sharp Facets. We also have Kay Dowling here. And I happen to notice, before we get into the history, I happen to notice there's the Dowling College School of Aviation. Is that any relation to you?
No.
John, you want to tell us, are you related to this? Are you taking
Unfortunately,
credit?
Unfortunately, I am not.
You're not. I just found that and I was like, that's pretty interesting. But, Carol, I wanted you to tell us a little bit about where the Civil Air Patrol started. You know, well, I just can't believe that I didn't know much about it, and I consider that I'm pretty much informed about a lot of stuff. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the Civil Air Patrol?
Sure. It started, in fact, a week before Pearl Harbor in 1941.
Wow.
Then there were about 150,000, patriots that thought that it was a good idea to take their personal aircraft and donate them, if you like, the service to the
was
country.
Was that in America?
Just North America. And
I didn't know if the Welsh would take credit for this.
Well, if you remember, the war in Europe had started at 11 o'clock, 3rd of September, 1939, and the German submarines that were sort of hunting off the coast here were sinking American ships, because they were taking goods and services to the UK. And these guys just decided that they're not going to get away with that.
Had enough.
They'd had enough. And actually, they managed to sink two U-boats themselves. And in the process, they lost 26 pilots. They were brave patriots. And indeed, they're trying to put a gold medal through Congress at the moment, trying to get a gold medal for these people.
Wow.
Just in memory for the World War II guys. But of course, as you remember, just later on in the week, we had Pearl Harbor. And the Army Air Corps then turned around and said, well, look, that's our job. And the Navy said, that's our job. Mm-hmm. We want you to concentrate on search and rescue. And for many years, that's what we did. If there was a missing aircraft, a person, the senior sections flew their aircraft and went to look for these people.
So you had to have your own plane?
No. What happened was that the Air Force finances us. And actually, the return on investment is anything between $8 and $10 per dollar invested. So,
it's a good investment.
It's a very good investment. I think last year we gave $250 million worth of service to the community for $25 million outlay.
Wow.
So that was pretty good. We saved 103 lives. So that's what the overall business does. The cadets then, they train as ground team. People, and they go out, and so we may find a downed aircraft and we'll home them in, and they'll go and help with the rescue of the people.
Sure.
And we're engaged with then all the other services, the other emergency services, the fire and the police, the sheriff's departments, and also local authorities that have emergency operation centers.
Wow.
And we do all that. We do a lot of aerial photography, homeland security stuff.
I bet the homeland security has become a lot bigger part of what they were doing.
It is. And as our Air Force has been more stretched, especially with foreign wars, we've been asked to do more and more things. And we're stepping up to the plate and we're doing it. And it's an ideal place for someone who's looking to give back to his country. Get back into your uniform. You won't be sent to the front, but the thing is, you feel great about what you do because you know you're making a difference.
Absolutely. So this is a program for pilots then? You need to be a pilot?
Not at all.
Okay.
I just happen to be a pilot, but...
Well, you're talking about all these people that were flying, so
well,
I guess...
Well, we have a crew, generally a minimum of three in a crew. Mm-hmm. You have the pilot... You have the observer, who generally runs the operation because he's running the radios and the nav equipment and so on. And then you have a scanner in the back who's looking, and latterly he'll be what they call an AP, an aerial photographer scanner. And if you're on an aerial photography trip, mm-hmm. he's actually the mission specialist, if you like, and he'll be running the show from the back. Now, those two sections, the observer and the AP, we can train them from scratch.
So if somebody is out there and they're saying, this sounds pretty cool, but I don't have any experience, that's not a reason not to get involved.
Not at all. I teach nationally, and we have 60,000 people in the Civil Air Patrol, or as it's more commonly called with the Air Force, the United States Air Force Auxiliary, that we are their official auxiliary, and that's why we wear the Air Force uniform.
So if you like the uniform.
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay.
And we have nationwide 550 aircraft manned by 60,000 people, half of whom are adult and half of whom are cadets.
Wow. So, see, now this is stuff I didn't know. And, we have so many retirees here, Kay, which, of course, you're involved in it. And, of course, you had grown, actually started when you were back there in New Jersey. But there's no reason that somebody couldn't get involved today.
Not at all.
So, Kay, now, if somebody wanted to call and get some more information, can they call and talk to you?
Absolutely.
And do you have a phone number you can
give out?
My
number is 943-1311.
Okay.
And we'd love to have you either call or stop by on a Tuesday night. If you are a new person and you want to stop by, I suggest you call first because, like last week, we were at the rocket range. And, next 2 weeks from now, we're going to be someplace else. So, I don't like people to show up in an empty building. That's a real unwelcome.
Absolutely.
Yes,
but
can I also say that if you go online to gocivilairpatrol.com, they will show you where your nearest squadron is.
Oh, that's great.
And you'll be able to have the numbers and so on from that.
Sure.
So that for anyone listening who may not be from around this area, they shouldn't worry about that.
Sure. We stream on the internet, and we have people listening from all over, so who knows? You might get calls after this.
I did make an error. We weren't at the Rocket Range last week. We were at the community night out at Druid Hills.
Oh, okay.
And then the week before that, we had the Rocket. So there was 2 weeks that we were not at the building.
Sure.
So.
Well, the best thing to do would be to call and find out to make sure, but it always is on Tuesday nights.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, let's see. That was good. You picked a good night, I think, to do that. It doesn't really conflict with a lot of other stuff.
Right. We've been very fortunate where we are with the people that our former commander mm-hmm. Was pastor of that church, and he started the squadron back in 1991.
Okay. So, and you are looking for a pastor to...
We're looking for a chaplain. It has to be a certified, you know, degree in ministry of some type. And it's not... You don't have to be there every week.
Right.
You know, we ask, especially the cadets, that when they join, please try and come every week. Because, like, when John's the aerospace officer, he puts together a program, and he works hours on just one class.
Sure.
And to have the cadets come intermittently, they're missing this part or that part. And it's good to be there. But we insist first is the home and your school, and then Civil Air Patrol.
Okay, I bet you and John don't have much problem getting those kids to show up for a class every week on Tuesday.
We try not. John was last year's Aerospace Education Officer of the Year for South Carolina Wing, so all his work shows, and the cadets, you know, he looks tough, but they just like to jump all over him, and he likes it. That gives it back, and they enjoy it, and it's, you know, and we do have a code in the Civil Air Patrol. You're not allowed to touch a cadet.
Okay.
Before anybody can join, they have to go through a background check by the FBI. You have to go fingerprint check.
So this is pretty big.
Yes.
This is pretty big. You've got to make sure that you are above board then, I guess we could say.
And you have to take a course on what they call cadet protection.
Wow. Okay.
So that's before, and you're never alone with a cadet anywhere.
Wow. Okay. So. All right. Well, we're going to talk more about the history, about some of the interesting things. Hey, you are going to want to hear about Rosie the Riveter. Hey, don't you go away. It's time for South Carolina News, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Do you need to drum up more business? Tired of your advertising dollars going up in smoke? Then advertise on WLMA 1350 AM. The station that everybody tunes into to be in the know. For more info, call 229-7984.
That's right. We're having fascinating conversation. We just, you know, the Civil Air Patrol is something that anybody can be a member of. You do have to go through training, but it is an exciting part if you're looking for a great organization to volunteer with, to have active, live experiences. You don't sit on the sidelines. You're actually you can be in the air. What were you telling me? If you're in charge of the scanner part, you could actually be directing the mission from the back of the plane. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're all still looking for as we get older. We're looking for that life experience that maybe we missed growing up. So, Carol, this is fascinating stuff. Now, of course, if you'd like to find out more about it, Kay and John Dowling here in Greenwood have what they call a composite organization. It's made up of cadets and seniors, and this could be your start to really getting involved in the whole program. Again, their number is 943-1311. That's 943-1311. They do meet on Tuesday nights, and I highly recommend if you have any interest at all, give them a call after the show and let them know. If you have a question during the show, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Now, we've been talking a little bit about the history of the Civil Air Patrol. It's good to know that this is an organization that has been around since Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
And it has continued to grow and continues to give back. Kind of reminds me of a docent program like we have at Lander University, where we have retired people go in and help. And the amount of dollars that are given back in any of these organizations is huge. So a great way to get involved and keep yourself young. You were telling me about a lady that is 86 years young, and tell us that story there.
Yeah, sure. I was at the national convention up in Louisville about a month or two ago, and all the cadets have to pass certain exams as they progress, and they all have a name. And they all have a name of someone who's long passed, General this, Amelia Earhart that, and so on. But there's one called Mary Fike. And Mary Fike is still alive and kicking. She's, as I say, 86 years old. I'm sorry, Mary, if I gave away your age. And I met her up at Louisville. I had my photograph taken with her. This lady, at 18, in the 1940s, was a test pilot on P-51 Mustangs. She's a colonel now in the United States Air Force Auxiliary, the Civil Air Patrol, and she still is giving back to the community. And every cadet that wins her award, if she's anywhere in the area, she will appear and physically give them the ribbon and the certificate. And that's what she did at Louisville to one surprised young man who sat down listening to a lecture, and she just walked in and gave him his certificate. It was
unbelievable. That gives you cold chills, doesn't it,
really? Isn't that great?
Yes, that is great,
and that's,
yeah.
And that's what this country is all about, and what I love about this country. That's why I'm going to be a citizen. It's great.
It is great. That is fabulous. Now, we were talking about, you brought me some pictures, and you brought me a DVD about the two signatures that you have gotten off of a plane that was built by some of those Rosie the Riveter girls.
Absolutely. Well, in fact, it's four names.
Four.
And, I flown down to Chiroa, South Carolina to have some work done on a helicopter that I owned, and the mechanic said, come have a look at this, and there was a bunch of scrap metal in the back. It looked like scrap metal, but it was actually a whole F4G Corsair built in 1942 and shipped out to New Zealand.
Wow.
And it had been found on a scrap heap and brought back to the U.S. to be rebuilt. And I saw inside the wing that four then young women had signed their names before it was finished.
You know, Rosie the Riveter, she was a hero. You got to admit, Kay.
Absolutely.
I mean, wasn't that an inspiration? Yes.
And I looked at it, and my day job was a crime scene investigator, and I thought, this can't be too difficult. And I got hold of the Akron, Ohio Gazette, and they put a full page story about it, and within minutes of it hitting the streets, I had people calling me or emailing me, that's my mother, that's my aunt, that's so-and-so.
That was so cool.
And then I got involved with a bunch of these ladies who live in Charleston, West Virginia. They were all recruited from the valleys and taken up to Akron, Ohio to build. And the aim is to rebuild the aircraft and call it Rosie the Riveter and give it back to these ladies. They're all going to sign a plate and it's going to go inside the aircraft for everyone to see. And we took the wing up to these ladies about 2 months ago so they could see it mm-hmm. before we finished the aircraft, which will probably be sometime next year. And
but they're all pretty old. I mean, they're elderly.
They're in their late 80s, early 90s. But these ladies are so vital, and they go out
feisty.
To schools and
feisty.
They talk about feisty. You don't want to play a Glenn Miller music to them. They're all up there dancing and so on. But they one of them came to me and she said, I said, look, the inside of this aircraft, and I'm just showing a photograph here,
sure.
is just like it was made yesterday. And she said, yeah, my brother was in the Navy. This was a Navy plane.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to get the best because
right.
I wanted him home.
That's right. So actually they signed the inside of
one of the wing spars. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That is so cool. And right here on this, we see, two or three, you said four signatures?
Yeah, that's Addie Mae,
right?
Kitty, Lavinia, and...
Pauline, maybe?
It's Pauline.
Pauline, yeah. That is so cool. And so they are actually reconstructing this plane, correct?
That's correct.
And it is going to be finished. And where will it be kept then?
Well, it would probably be kept at Chiroa, but we'll probably fly it up to Akron. Just for a dedication, and the people up there are very excited. And there's not many of these aircraft flying these days, and we've got it on its wheels. We just need to get an engine in there. And
just minor details.
Oh, well.
Minor details, just an engine or two. Yeah, okay.
Those big items are not that difficult. The problem is, you know, dials that may be missing that are no longer manufactured or
sure.
something. It's the little things. You know, we'd like it to be as
authentic
as could be.
Yeah.
And the guy that's doing this is an expert at rebuilding old aircraft. He actually is the maintainer on a 1944 DC-3 or C-47, C-46.
Wow.
And he's an expert. And so this is going to be a great aircraft when it's finished.
Well, I can see where being a member of the Civil Air Patrol could be an awesome retirement type job, and something that would be great to get involved in. You have a lot that you can learn, which I think is so important. You know, we always talk about people learning and learning, and this is something where you can continue to learn. So if you're looking for some way to get out there and give back, but also have a fascinating time, I suggest that you check out the Civil Air Patrol. That number to call Kay if you'd like more information, 943-1311. That's 943-1311. You know?
May I break in?
Sure.
It's not just for retired people.
Oh.
We do have young men and women as well that have day jobs.
They have day jobs?
Oh, they have day jobs. I mean, we have a major in the squadron who, what does she do?
She works as a financial investigator.
Financial.
Investigator at the hospital.
At the hospital.
Yeah,
wow.
so you
there's
know.
Lots of possibilities. I was just saying, you know, we have so many seniors that are sitting around what can I get involved and do today?
we have a great bunch of cadets. Just want to
We're going to talk more about the cadets in just a minute, Kate. We're going to go back to that. I was just talking about the fact that whether you are a senior citizen or whether you have a day job or a night job or whatever job, this would be an excellent organization to get involved in. I can't say enough about how well it was organized, and I know that when the Wall That Heals that was here, that it without the Civil Air Patrol helping pull all this together, it wouldn't have been as good as it was. It was terrific because of the job that they did, and I saw Nick Boswell I don't know how many times, and he was always jumping in and doing whatever was needed. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the young people, how they can benefit from this, what they can learn, and of course, you know, there's even scholarships and kids going off to college with help from the Civil Air Patrol. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Well, we've just been talking off air about how so many people don't realize, but without the Civil Air Patrol, do you realize the Air Force would have to do everything? They are really the Civil Air Patrol, I guess you could say, was their right arm. Would that be correct, Carol?
Well, right hand, maybe.
Right hand. Well, well, you were talking about if we didn't have the Civil Air Patrol, they would have to do search and rescue. They would have to be, Kay was telling us that at one time she was on a mission where they were looking for toxic waste barrels. All these things that become very expensive for the Air Force to do, the Civil Air Patrol does out of volunteer services. And in fact, what you were telling me is that if a plane is needed for a search and rescue or any of that type of thing, it can be made available through the Civil Air Patrol. Am I correct?
That's correct. We have memorandums of understanding with a variety of, police departments, local authorities, etc. And the cost of supplying an aircraft with a crew of three and, a very high end camera to work for local authorities is very inexpensive. It works out around about $150 an hour.
That's unbelievable.
And then, of course, people can't afford their own aviation assets, so just renting them like that,
makes sense.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And of course, when you talk about the things that can be done, people can get involved. This is a volunteer organization that gives you the training to be able to work up through the ranks. You were telling me about people start out just volunteering on one level and then continue to grow with the organization.
Well, absolutely. Our wing commander was a cadet. And now he's a colonel. Our national commander that's just retired, Major General Amy Corter, was a cadet and ended up as the general in charge of the United States Air Force Auxiliary with 550 aircraft under her command. So, yes, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, if you decide you want to get to the top, there's nothing to stop you except yourself.
Absolutely. You know, John, we were talking about how what you get out of this, that the organization and the skills, and this is what our country needs to be able to get ourselves back on track.
Absolutely. This is we need to again, as Carol was saying before about having the pride in what you build, what you put together for this country. It's being lost, unfortunately, with the TV and all the bad publicity we get dealing with this country, that we have, again, the pride to take off your hat when the flag goes by, salute, and know the words of the national anthem. These are things that are very important to us and to our country. And if we lose it, we might as well start learning how to speak Chinese.
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more, John. I mean, I tell you what, I think that we do need to develop a pride in the flag, a pride in our country, and we are losing some of that, and that is so unfortunate. That's why what happens here with the Civil Air Patrol. Kay, I know you wanted to talk about your cadets and what a great program this is for the cadets, because it teaches some of that which is being lost.
Absolutely. I'm prejudiced, I have to admit. But we have the best group of kids, like you were talking about Cadet Boswell. Now, he's taking a test tonight for an award called the Wright Brothers. And in order to promote, we promote like the Air Force does, and they have to take tests in aerospace education, leadership. They have to attend a safety briefing and a character development class. But when we were working the wall, I mean, I came home one night and I said to John, I'm so tired, my eyebrows hurt. You know, but I wasn't working as hard as some of these people, some of the officers, cadets and seniors, put in 12 to 17 hours a day, you know?
You know, one of the things that, now that I'm thinking about Nick, Cadet Boswell, when I asked him, I had a group of the high school students, and we were all standing around there talking, and we were recording, and I said, now, do you have anybody you'd like to do a shout-out to or anything you'd like to say? Nick put his hand up, and
Mom.
Well, no, actually what he said was, I want to say a word for all the Vietnam vets out there.
Wow.
He talked about all that they had given to our country. If you get a chance to hear it, it is on our website, WLMA.net. And it just was, I know, it really got to me, because you think of kids and you go, okay, they're going to do a shout out to Mary Sue or something like that. But that's what he said. And it was very well thought out, and he didn't have any chance to think about it because we were just right there live talking at that time.
I can't say enough about him. Unfortunately, he didn't start in Civil Air Patrol at a young age. He's a senior now. But he and another cadet we have, Ian Acton, we were at when the Black Hawk came. Mm-hmm. Some nurse brought out, I get upset over it, but brought out a patient out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. These two cadets picked up that patient and put him in the Black Hawk. That
wow.
man was thrilled. He had tears.
Absolutely.
And this is the kind of kids we have.
You know, and I just, Kay, I know, it is very emotional. I was there when the Black Hawk came in over there, and Carrie Bolt took me out there, and we broadcast from it, and it was. And what impressed me about the Black Hawk, now that we're talking about the Black Hawk here for a second, was how many people were there at lunchtime for that Black Hawk landing there. It was an awesome experience. And to see Vietnam vets there and to see elder people there that were just looking at it, yeah, it really was close to your heart. I understand exactly where you're coming from. And that's what we need is people that are involved. But one of the things that I know that y'all are excited about is the fact of the scholarships and what this can mean for kids who want to go on to school. So, Kay, would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. The Civil Air Patrol scholarships are available, you know, for everyone. And it doesn't have to be to a military college. It doesn't have to be a military, you know, background. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to have your road set to being an officer. Just part of the Civil Air Patrol. If you want to go to school and you work towards the scholarships, they're there.
Absolutely.
And this same cadet, his name keeps coming up. He had a scholarship this summer I got a notice from our commander. Do you have any cadets that would like to go to Norwich University Leadership School in Vermont? I put Nick's name in, wrote him up. His colonel at the ROTC unit, Colonel Taylor, wrote him up. Some of his teachers, and he was awarded a $750 scholarship. to go up to Vermont to Norwich Union. He was unable to go due to some other circumstances, but he did have the scholarship.
So and, this is the type of thing that can happen right here.
Now, as I was saying before about families, his mom is an officer. She's a lieutenant, and her name is Bullard, Lieutenant Bullard, and she's behind her son 100%. She didn't come to join, but she saw what we were and what we did, and she wanted to be a part of it. And she talks highly of him. When she saw her son fly the airplane, I mean, the cadets don't ride in the airplane, they fly the airplane.
Oh, God, I mean. All right, well, we are here now. Kay, you did say you wanted to do a shout-out to somebody, so
this is
your opportunity.
Thank you. I just wanted to say hi to my daughter, Maura, and our granddaughter, Shannon, in Florida, in Orlando.
All right, thank you. They'll be hearing this.
And Patrick, our grandson Patrick, who's in school right now.
All right, well, there's going to be a video of this posted on YouTube, so they'll be able to see this, too. Now,
With the tears,
yeah, they see everything. I'm sorry, but yes, hey, it's real, it's live, and it's right here on WLMA.
I have to mention our deputy commander for cadets, Anna Cusin, who was on that wall. I mean,
oh,
she
yes,
was there 24/7.
Anna is phenomenal.
She
from
is.
The hospital over
yeah,
there.
She's
yes.
in charge of our cadet program. She's really tough, and she's she's really there for the kids, making sure, like in the summer when we have outside activity, take your water with you. Here's cold water. Drink your water. If they come in right from school, she's got something for them to eat.
You know, it takes all this to do this, and I think it just speaks volumes. If you ever get a chance to see a cadet that has been through the program, you will see the difference that it really makes to the cadets. Carol, we are almost out of time. What else would you like us to know? We've got about 3 minutes left here, so I know that's not a lot of time.
Oh, my. It was interesting what you said about cadets. I remember when I first became a squadron commander, some lady came up to me and she said, "Is that cadet over there so-and-so?" I said, "Yes." She said, "What have you done with him?" I mean, 6 months ago, he had long hair, he slouched around, he was morose, and now he sits up straight, says, "Thank you, ma'am," and, gives you the chair. I said, "Well, it's a great program. It gives tracks for young people to run on, and they love it, and they just, that particular cadet is now at the Citadel."
Wow.
And,
that just speaks volumes. And it's an organization. Does it cost you to become a member of it?
Yes. Cadet membership is
$30.
And with that, they get a year.
A year. Okay. So this is not a big expense here.
No, because it's 100%. Any money spent by cadets or seniors in Civil Air Patrol is 100% tax deductible. And with that $30, they get the blue uniform.
Well, I'm just thinking, because how much money have we spent trying to do different programs, and yet with this type of program, if a person is committed to doing it, $30 a year, you cannot go wrong with it. So
we do ask, the businesses in the area if they will, give us grants and things like that. And with that money, we have paid in the last year 4 memberships.
That's terrific.
For some people.
Well, I am very impressed. Listen, if you've got more questions, if you'd like to see about going to a meeting, listen, you need to call Kay Dowling and her husband, John, Mr. Clean, 943-1311. That's 943-1311. It has been my utmost pleasure to have all of you on the show today. Carol, thank you so much for coming on today. And Kay, thank you for coming
on
today. And John, it's been a pleasure to meet you.
You're certainly welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. This is your favorite radio station, WLMA, right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. There will be a podcast on the website by tomorrow, and there'll be a video, yes, with Kay's tears, right here on YouTube. You'll see it all right there. Thanks so much. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.